Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wanted to snag that lie because I think it's important. There's a couple things they said that are relevant. Number one, and I have Julian Gray here, who's a friend, but more than that, he's an elder law attorney. We're going to talk about protecting seniors and long-term care. We're going to talk about veterans on this Veterans Day. The information he's about to give you is life-saving. I'm serious, and that's why I snagged him to come in here today. I want to lead off with that. Two things that jumped out at me there. Number one, you have a much greater chance of surviving COVID if you end up hospitalized. Number two, they're only using 7% of the beds. Number three, wear a damn mask. Wear a damn mask. How damn hard is it? And if you don't, you're ignorant by definition. And number four, here's what else they said. They believe that government restrictions early on elective surgeries caused significant harm to patients and the hospitals themselves. I do too. Because folks were afraid to get elective surgery and they weren't allowed. There is an argument that people could have died as a result of this. And then people became afraid to go to the hospital. Across their entire system, 40 hospitals and over 5,500 beds, they are now using 6 to 7% of those beds for COVID patients. I wanted to snag Julian Gray. So glad you're in here today. How are you, my friend?
Great, Marty. Great to see you.
Your takeaway from what you heard, sir?
Well, it's like anything. We've got to get good information, right? And we know that some of the larger health systems probably have better resources to you know, be able to have better controls on this virus within their walls of their facilities. So it doesn't surprise me that's what we're seeing happening. But it's about getting good information, you know, accurate information about where your loved one is going, how they're going to be treated, what types of safeguards are going to be in place at that facility, whether it's acute care hospital or a long-term care facility.
Which leads me into you. Just yesterday, Wall Street Journal, significant increase of cases still. Mm-hmm. In long-term care facilities, PPE shortage, staffing shortage. My sister showed me a memo. They're desperate for employees, paying big money, like $50 an hour in some cases. It's critical that you're careful about putting your loved one, in my world, into a long-term care facility. Is it not, sir?
It is. Marty, you know, and I've been practicing elder law for 25 years now. I've seen thousands of families go through this process, and the general dynamic has always been, I don't want to go to a nursing home.
Right.
Right. Nobody drives past the nursing home and points to it and says, someday I'll be there.
Right.
It's out of necessity and it's out of safety. And so one thing I want to say to our listeners is that it is still, there are safe places to go.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be scared to go to a nursing home. You just have to do your due diligence and find out how safe that particular home is, find out what's going on. But we have seen an uptick in people who've said, I'm going to figure out a way to keep my loved one at home, whether that's paying for care in the home, people quitting their jobs and becoming full-time caregivers for their parents and siblings and whatnot. There's definitely been a change.
I got him in here today because I wanted to address this. I've been talking about it in your spots, but man, a long-term care facility can cost me $7,000 to $15,000 a month, right?
Yep.
And if I run out of cash, they can come after my house.
Absolutely.
Right.
And remember, in some of these facilities do not accept Medicaid.
Wow.
So if you're in personal care or assisted living or independent living, you better have a plan how to finance that, you know, at several thousand dollars a month over many, many years. But certainly in the nursing home context, where it gets really expensive, in Pennsylvania, $10,000 to $12,000 a month.
What?
It's about right in Pennsylvania, about $10,000 to $12,000 a month. And so, you know, nobody can afford that. So they turn to Medicaid, and that's how a lot of people lose their homes and all kinds of other things.
All right, so we're going to take a break. There's a couple of things I'm going to address with him. I got to get into the details of how you can protect your home. This is serious. And if they'll come after your money first, and then they'll go after a kid's, one of your kids' money, right?
Right, they can do that.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We're going to find out how do you protect that money. Then veterans on Veterans Day, okay? Checklist for veterans and how you can protect the veterans in your home. And you can get money from the federal government, all right? All right. You know, law attorney Julian Gray, I brought him in here for a couple reasons. Number one, I want to talk about long-term care, but then we're going to get into some veterans benefits, and it makes a lot of sense to have him here today, and I appreciate you being here, my friend. Do you mind if we take this phone call?
Sure.
All right. He's really good with this stuff, and I have him here, so let's go. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you a question as far as mom's been in the facility for about 3 years now, and every year they do the audit on the income and make sure everything's, you know, up to par. Her vehicle is still listed in her name, and it's still on the inventory as far as her assets. Can I have that title transferred in my name and go to sell it? And would they be able to come back and take the money that was the vehicle was sold for?
Mark, great question. Sure, a lot of vehicles out there, Mark, that have, you know, families with these situations. Like any lawyer, I'll say it depends, and I say that half jokingly but totally seriously. You should really get a little more information to us, and the answer is going to be probably, because cars are treated very specially under Pennsylvania law in long-term care situations. They're typically exempt. So it depends on what type of facility. Is she in a assisted living or skilled nursing? Do you know?
She's in skilled nursing.
Yeah, so skilled nursing, even if she's on Medicaid, typically the car is exempt, and there actually is not a penalty for giving away the car. So you have some options there. You should really call our office. I'd like to just get you steered, no pun intended, in the right direction.
Put on
pun. And you know, if I can help you to get that transaction done without getting bit on the backside, as they say, it would be very helpful to both you and your family members.
All right, Mark. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right, mm-hmm. So I'm going to transition to the veteran stuff after the break, but I got to make sure we address the home issue. So folks know, they can take your home.
Right. And Marty, and this car question is so appropriate, because the two biggest exempt assets, because everyone goes on Medicaid pretty
right,
much.
Right.
I mean, they can't afford 12 grand a month.
No.
So the two biggest assets are the car and the home.
Oh.
And you're allowed to do certain things with the car, both pre and post Medicaid eligibility, as far as giving it away or something. And you're allowed to do certain things with the house. So the message for our listeners today is simply this. It is never too late to do something.
Oh, it isn't.
It is not. The only time it's too late is when that person's died.
Oh.
And so, you know, I've got lots of people that call us and they say, my mom's been in a nursing home for 2 years. I've been paying the utilities on this empty house, or I've been living in this house, taking care of it. I put my own money into this house.
Right.
That may sound familiar to some people, like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I'd get to keep this house when mom died. Don't be so sure. The state can come back and take that house after you die. It's the number one asset taken by the state of Pennsylvania when Medicaid people die.
Wow. All right. So what about veterans? What do we want to get into?
Well, first of all, thanks to all our veterans.
Right.
It's another, you know, a great day, a celebration of all that veterans have done and continue to do for this great country. So thank you to our veterans and their families who support them, because they make, you know, incredible sacrifices. As you know, I'm a VA accredited attorney,
right,
as are all my attorneys in my law firm. And we handle a lot of cases for older veterans. And so I have a checklist that we've got here that we want to give to any of your listeners that want it for free. They just have to reach out to our office and ask for Courtney, and she'll email it to them. And it really will help you to avoid mistakes, because we have over 750,000 wartime veterans in the state of Pennsylvania, right? Top five in the country as far as states go. And then imagine all the widows that outlive those veterans. So you're talking about a huge swath of people. And they make a lot of mistakes because, as I said at the top of the program, they get bad advice, right? They talk to some person that's not a VA-accredited attorney. They talk to the government. They talk to whomever. They talk to, you know, their neighbor, whatever. Every case is specific, but especially with the home, because the VA changed the rules 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago, October of 2018 it was, where they created this 3-year look back now. But one of the loopholes is you are still allowed to gift your home away if you want to protect it.
Hey, so people know, before we go to break here, of all the veterans out there, what's the percentage of folks that get benefits?
Aid and attendance, like less than 15%.
Seriously.
It's an incredible application process, mounds of paperwork, and there's no number you can just call up. Like, you can't call the county assistance office here in Allegheny County. You've got to call a federal number, and good luck getting through to ask a question. And it takes months and months. And if you do it wrong, guess what? You get to start all over again and wait another 6 months to get an answer. So you really want to talk to someone who's navigated these things before and can get you through very quickly.
You can get them benefits that they don't even know they have.
Yeah, it's typically between $1,100 to $1,200 a month for widows of wartime veterans, up to over $2,000 a month for the veterans themselves or married veterans. So it's a huge shot in the arm financially for someone who's living on Social Security, they're living at home, or one of the other big things is if they're living in an independent living facility. That's a huge thing now. People are moving into independent living facilities left and right. They're building them everywhere you drive around, right? And you can get veterans benefits in many situations in independent living. And most people don't know that.
Folks, you got to get this list from his firm. It's 888-402-5680. 888-402-5680. We're friends, and we became really close because he handled my parents' estate and was magnificent about it. They saved us money, time, everything. And, man, overwhelming the stuff you have to do. And to imagine on this Veterans Day, he's telling you flat out that only 15% of the folks get the benefits they deserve, right?
And it's sad because these are elderly, frail veterans or their widows, that really could use this money and really could use the help. And they just need to get good information.
Folks, get the info, 888-402-5680. Julian Gray, it's a pleasure, my man.
Thank you, Marty.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.